This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
All right, Stephen Silton joining us here in studio on The Lake Show. Stephen Silton, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Today's a great day.
Looking good. I got to be honest with you, I'm a little bit depressed, though.
Oh.
I'm a little bit depressed because when I came into work this evening and it was dark as heck, I was like,
I know.
It got to me today. And I was talking to Susie Jones earlier and I was like, oh my goodness, it's here.
There's no question. I have seasonal affective disorder without a doubt. And this is where it starts, right? When it gets dark at 5 o'clock and it's just rough, right? It feels like just a couple weeks ago, it was like light at 8. And then all of a sudden it just happened so fast.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Like 1 hour in a night, it just completely changes.
All right, there's a couple of things I want to get to here. Lisa Daymuth is something I want to ask you about, too. Well, let's start there real quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's start there real quickly. She has announced that she's going to run against Governor Tim Walz. In turn, she's going to run for governor.
Yep.
But she immediately, after announcing this over the weekend, says that she hopes that she gets the endorsement from Donald Trump. I think that's a losing strategy. I don't think that that's something that – I think that she thinks that that will help position her. I think it hurts her, and I don't understand the calculation there. So can you help me out with that?
Well, I don't think anybody knows who Lisa Daymuth is, number one. I don't think she has a particularly high profile in the state capitol. I also think she's kind of a political novice. I mean, obviously announcing on the Sunday before arguably the second biggest mayoral race in the country, right, has already dampened her kind of her rollout. I mean, I don't think immediately appealing to Trump is going to play, particularly in the state, right? I mean, we already have kind of a MAGA Republican in Scott Jensen, and he didn't do particularly well 3 years ago. So I think she's, you know, she's trying to differentiate herself. She's got a competition that looks a lot like her in what's it, Christina Robbins again. I mean, who, right? Like all these people are running, no one knows who they are. Tom Emmer's not running. You know, a lot of the people who could really put a big name out there, even Pete Stauber would be an interesting individual to throw into the race. And I think they're all trying to differentiate.
But do you think that this is just a, like, she's calculating this all wrong? Because I think that she's viewing the Trump, like, if Trump was to endorse her as, like, that will be a strength for her candidacy, and I don't think it would. I think it would hurt.
Yeah, for sure. In this state, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump is radioactive in Minnesota. I mean, there's no, you know, you don't see the Republican candidates running as MAGA Republicans. They run as traditional Tim Pawlenty Republicans. I mean, this is a purple state. This is not a pure blue state. I mean, this state will elect a rational Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a huge mistake. I mean, I don't know anyone. No one knows who this person is, like, you know, other than the political people I know who, you know, like her. I think she's liked in political circles, but her name recognition is probably under 20%. So, I mean, she's obviously trying to make a big splash. And if Trump kind of came and gave her a big, you know, orange hug in Minnesota, I mean, at least her name would get out there.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to a big story.
Arguably the biggest story. It led on Morning Take this morning for Voice
Olson.
On the
legal front. On the legal front it is. Look, Moss and Barnett is going to be, well, it's merging with Cozen O'Connor. You're with Cozen O'Connor, a leading international law firm. And it's been announced they will merge effectively on January the 1st of 2026. This merger is a big deal. It's expected to substantially increase your footprint, Coastal O'Connor's footprint in Minnesota, yep, by adding more than 50 attorneys, further advancing the firm's strategic expansion across the Midwest. First of all, congratulations. Just kind of talk about this big news that broke earlier.
Yeah, thank you. And we're very, very excited about it. I've been very involved in this process since I contacted one of their lawyers about 6 months ago. This is actually a marriage 12 years in the making. We actually spoke to them about a year after I opened up, and Tom Walker and I, my longtime partner, opened up the Cozen O'Connor Minneapolis office. And the conversation didn't really advance 12 years ago. The practice of law has changed over the last 12 years, mm-hmm, and I've stayed in touch with these lawyers. Moss & Barnett is a 125-year-old firm, and they have deep roots in our community. The lawyers have exceptional value. They're exceptional lawyers. They've got a great practice, and I've really kind of, I don't want to say courted them for the last 12 years, but at the very least let them know I'm still there. And, you know, I think they saw the practice of law changing, the proliferation of AI, the need to be on the cutting edge of technology. And when I spoke to Tim Gustine about 6 months ago, Tim was very interested. The conversations moved incredibly quickly. These marriages generally take about 2 years. This was one of the shortest engagements for an acquisition of this size. And frankly, it puts Cozen on the map in Minneapolis in a way that we haven't been in the last 13 years. We're going to have 70 lawyers. We're going to be one of the largest local office of a national firm. We're going to have this massive concentration of real estate and corporate lawyers where I practice. The firm as a whole is going to have over 1,000 lawyers internationally.
This is big news.
Yeah, it is. No, just very, 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 very excited. And, you know, there'll be continued news over the next couple months as we kind of really integrate. The deal is done. It's complete. It's effective as of January 1, but we're working together as partners, really, starting today. So super excited.
Where is there a specific area where you feel like you guys will get stronger with this relationship, merger?
I think we're going to have the strongest combination of real estate and corporate lawyers, as well as a great energy group of any international law firm in the state. We just, you know, growing law firms, you know, Minnesota is one of the most stable urban areas of, you know, and I've been here 32 years. I mean, most, you know, I read a statistic, something like 80% of the people who live here were born here. It was really, you know, I don't want to say a challenge to grow our office, but it's something that I certainly focused on, and we weren't as successful as we liked. You need to have local lawyers to really serve local clients. The world has become flat, but the executives are still in this market, and the executives want their lawyers to be local. So we're really going to be able to provide business and real estate services to our clients in a way that we haven't been able to, and not many firms will. So I'm super excited to be a part of that.
All right, so when you look at I want to ask you about the World Series.
Yes.
Was there one particular team that you were rooting for?
You know, I rooted for a good series, and my team won. Now,
me too. I was rooting for the Dodgers.
I'm just saying a good series. Like, how could you get a better World Series?
You couldn't.
Right? I mean, I can't remember a World Series that was that good. I also can't remember having sympathies for both teams at both times, right? Like, I mean, you know, there's no question that the Dodgers were a better team, and kind of even though I know they had win less than the Blue Jays. I mean, you know, you've got that lineup was just, you know, spectacular. And they also have arguably the greatest player of all times. You know, Toronto was a super likable team in some respect.
Yep.
But as you know, the Dodgers weren't the old school Yankees, right? They weren't a bully. They were a favorite that you still wanted to root for. So you were rooting for the Dodgers. What do you think of it?
Absolutely. I thought it was one of the best World Series I've ever watched. One of the best ones I've ever watched. It was absolutely remarkable. And Shohei Ohtani is amazing. I thought Yamamoto was just, he was the MVP. He was outstanding. I mean, he gets two wins. He actually ends up getting three wins because he pitched in game 7-2. I just thought that the drama of it all.
Yes.
Especially in game 7, like, was, you couldn't have asked for better. And to be honest with you, well, I don't know if you've seen this, the ratings for this game 7 most viewed since 2017.
Well, and it, it's not like it was the most viewed and people are going to walk away thinking they wasted their time. Frankly, I'm excited now for baseball to start again. And I am I don't want to say a reluctant baseball fan. I think, as you know, my son is, you know, still plays baseball competitively in college and just loves baseball. And so I've really kind of got to see it with him through his eyes. You forget how what's unique about baseball is how things can change in an instant, unlike any other sport, right? Like it's not like the momentum even has to change. I mean, literally one at bat can really change an entire game and an entire series. And I mean, it was great. I mean, it's a little sad. I mean, the sadness of the fact that most of those Blue Jays are never going to have another shot at this, and they were essentially on the precipice, right? I mean, that, you know, you forget that, how hard it is for you to reach the pinnacle of a sport. It's great for baseball. I think it's going to keep the excitement going. I hope this avoids a lockout. I mean, baseball could ruin this highlight by a lockout. It would be a massive mistake right now.
Yep. Steven Stilton, Colson O'Connor joining us here in studio on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. I want to play some audio for him on the other side of a break and bring up a topic that we have talked about in the past, but it continues to rear its ugly head. We do that next with Steven Stilton on the Lake Show. All right, Steven Stilton back with us in studio, another segment. We have talked about this before. This one you'll need the headsets for because you need to hear the sound bite. But this was a podcast previously involving UFC fighter Isaac Dalgarian, okay? So just take a listen because sports wagering came up in the conversation. This is UFC fighter Isaac Dalgarian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I think they should put some type of clause, like 3 or 5% of what you make goes to the fighter, you know? So that's how I think they should do it, because we're the ones putting our lives on the line. We're the ones, you know, sacrificing everything, training all day long, losing a social life, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, if you're betting on me, I want some of it.
So he, in that clip on a podcast, he made reference to that he believed that because he's the fighter, we're the ones that are putting our life on the line, that they should get a cut or percentage of wagers that are made with sportsbook. He said something with regards to 3%. The reason why we played that soundbite is because he fought over the weekend. He was a heavy favorite to win. And before his fight, a lot of money came in on the underdog. And the odds shifted dramatically. Well, Isaac lost his fight in the opening round, and it red flags everywhere. And the UFC said that they were going to investigate it. The UFC earlier today released him amid a betting review.
Really? Well, it's not very smart talking about it. Particularly right before, if you were going to throw it.
And I think it's a dumb idea, too.
Here's where I would change it. I would give them a percentage of the win only. So don't give them a percentage of the overall money on the fight. But let's say there's $1 million on him to win. Give him 3% if he indeed wins. Give him an incentive. Let him participate in the betting.
Why?
Because if people are making money on himself, particularly at a substantially greater...
I'm risking money on you. I'm risking money that you win. You should not get any extra dollars. That makes no sense to me. And on top of that, Dana White, those guys, they give performance bonuses to guys. They give there's like three fights of the night where they give like an extra 50 grand. So
it'll incentivize them not to do exactly what he's accused of doing here, though. Right? If everybody receives a small percentage of what they would get on a win, it will incentivize them not to. Right? It allows them to participate somewhat in the gaming process.
So you think that Anthony Edwards should get 3% off of whatever people are doing in sportsbooks all over the... That makes no... Because now you're opening up a box. If you're going to allow a UFC fighter to do that, now you might as well... If I'm Anthony Edwards, I'm like, hey, where's my stuff?
Right. Do you give him a percentage of all his prop bets? So if he goes over points, if he goes over rebounds, it's an interesting point.
Yeah, we can't do that.
It's an interesting point. I mean, I do think that UFC fighters are in a little bit of a different category than NBA players.
No, I get that. Right. As opposed to a team sport. I get that. But then, I mean, tennis players and then you – because we've been having – there's a speculation about match fixing and stuff like that for years. I just think that that's a very scary thing that you're – That's a line I don't want to cross.
I think sports betting is a very scary thing. I mean, I think I've come around to the belief that it, in some respects, enhances the watching experience, right? Particularly some of these parlays and these prop bets. I think they can make a generally uninteresting game watchable for certain fans. But I think it's very, very, very scary. I mean, I do, particularly at the college level. I mean, thank God there's NILs. But there needs to be a concerted effort to kind of get your head around how this whole thing is going, right? Because there's going to be constant accusations. Like we talked about Malik Beasley last week. I mean, he's chilling for no other reasons than he was accused. He has yet to be... anything proven. I know we talked about that last week, but why? They're taking one of his limited prime years away.
I would say this. If you look at this UFC situation, this guy's been released and it hasn't been proven yet. So what's the difference?
Well, there isn't a difference. I would have an issue with that.
I mean,
if I were his agent, I'd be... I mean, I don't know if there's a collective bargaining agreement at the UFC. I mean, there may or may not be, but... I would be using that collective bargaining agreement to my advantage, right? I'd be filing appeals. I'd be getting my union rep involved. I mean, I'd be fighting it super hard. I mean, it's, the NBA obviously has one of the strongest unions of any professional sport. So obviously Malik Beasley is pursuing every avenue. But I, it's a brave new world. I mean, people are betting on everything. And particularly on these individual sports, I don't think it's if $20 million is going to go on them, right? Like,
yeah,
why not?
Hey, so let me ask you this: so you were recently in Detroit.
Yes,
you weren't in Detroit for the Vikings game.
I was not.
But JJ McCarthy.
McCarthy looks great.
You like what you saw, huh?
I like what I saw. I mean, you got to trust this coaching staff who has a history.
Give him a shot.
And
of having to work with vets, not with rookies.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but he looked good yesterday. Unequivocally, he looked good. He looked like a legitimate NFL starting quarterback.
He did. I mean, you saw the potential. He's 22 years old. I mean, he's probably the youngest starting quarterback still in the NFL right now. And I mean, he looked good. I mean, you got to go with him. You got to trust him. I mean, the Carson Wentz experience was
fine.
It was I don't know.
And I wouldn't say rough. He won a couple of games.
Yeah, he won 2 of 5, right?
Four? Yeah, I think you're right. 2 of 5.
2 of 5. Yeah, that's not great. 2 of 5 is not great. 400 in this with this team, right? That's not good. You've got two All-Pro wide receivers. You've got an excellent tight end. You got two good running backs, right?
At the time, he didn't have two. Jordan Addison came after.
Wentz?
Because remember,
right.
You're right. Wentz started in week three, and Addison was still out for a game or so. And then also they had the – yeah, so, I mean, The way that I look at it, Wentz was okay. He was just a placeholder. He's just a backup. He's not like a starting quarterback anymore. But
That's true.
He was asked to be a starter.
So much is reliant on this offensive line. I mean, when the offensive line is healthy, I mean, you look at...
And that was the difference yesterday.
Correct.
The offensive line and the defensive line was able to stop the run. My goodness.
Yeah, well, they stopped running. Like, they were eating those big chunks in the first quarter, and then for whatever reason, they stopped.
No, running. The defensive line stopped them. Like, Hargrave had his best day as a Viking. And you also had the aggressiveness that you got out of Jonathan Allen. I just thought Jahmyr Gibbs, they had to take him out the game because he wasn't effective. So they weren't able to gas the Vikings because they took Jahmyr Gibbs out. It wasn't working.
And Gibbs wasn't hurt at all?
They had to change the game plan. It just wasn't going to work. Like, after that opening drive, the Vikings defensive line shut it down.
That was amazing. You and I talked about this before. We do have the best defensive coordinator in the NFL. There's just no question. But Brian Flores is the best. You give him 11 players, and he'll figure out the best way to scheme those 11 players. This team, there is not as much talent on this defense as it looks, right?
Is he the best defensive coordinator in the league? I think that Steve Spagnuolo would have something to say about that. I think that Steve Spagnuolo would have something to say about that.
I don't know. Our cornerbacks aren't great. Isaiah Rodgers is okay.
He's decent.
He makes great plays, and then he also makes horrible plays. I mean, he gets beat bad, you know.
He's had a good year for us. He had one bad game. One.
He had one great game, and then
He was playing good. He was playing good before he had that the game where he had the touchdowns.
Yeah,
he had other games besides that. Those pale in comparison to that game. But he's played good all year long. He's had 2 weeks where he's been shaky. That's it.
He got beat pretty bad yesterday, right? He didn't sell that push off. I get that he was pushed off. But you got to sell that. You know, you got to show the ref that they did that. Either that, or you got to fight through a push off. It wasn't exactly like, you know, it wasn't Marvin Harrison who pushed him off. It wasn't a big receiver. It was this little receiver. And the next thing you know, he's like, you know, 10 yards ahead. I don't know. I mean, I think our linebacking core is good. I think our D line is.
I love Van Ginkle,
Cashman, Eric Wilson.
He's been phenomenal the last couple games,
right?
Or last game,
right? I mean, yeah. Ivan Pace is the fourth linebacker right now. I mean,
he's kind of tailed off.
Man. I know. Yeah, it's one of the great stories, and then it just shows, man, the NFL. What did Jerry Glanville says means not, stands for not for long unless you're playing at the absolute top.
All right, real quickly, the Wolves lead the Brooklyn Nets 114-97. So in the blink of an eye, it goes from being a 3-point game to now the Wolves are up 17. How you liking the Wolves so far this year? I'm still ticked off that they lost against the Lakers. No LeBron, no Luka, and you lose at home?
Yeah.
It's that bothers me.
Yeah, well, it was, you know. You didn't get a call? They wanted me. I was in Detroit, but they called me. They said they needed a shooting guard. So I was, I mean, who knew who was playing for that? I like the Wolves so far. I mean, I like what I see. We were talking about this in the break. I like what I see from the, you know, the three young guards, from Clark, Shannon, and Dillingham. I mean, one or two of them really needs to break out this year. One more thing we need to talk about before I leave you, sadly. Is the world premiere of the Prince musical Purple Rain on Wednesday?
This
is coming full circle because I was involved in the Prince estate. We've never really talked about that on air. I've always been reluctant to talk about it out of respect for the heirs.
Oh, no.
His
sister just passed last year.
Yeah, no, there's only, I think, two heirs left. I believe Omar Baker and Noreen, I think, is the only. Are the only two living heirs. I hope to see them on Wednesday. But I now represent Hennepin Arts, which essentially is hosting it and one of the big producers, and they're very excited.
I'm glad you told me that, so now I'll just, whenever I need tickets, I'll just.
Whenever you need tickets, you. Todd Duzing. Todd Duzing, the CEO, would love to take care of you. Todd Duzing comes from Cincinnati, has been here for 3 years. He's done a phenomenal job. Unbelievable guy. I'm kind of excited. I'm not going to lie. I think this will hopefully this really showcases Minnesota and really does Prince, does Prince right.
Well, you know who was here last? Well, I think it was last week, and it was Bobby
last
Z.
Last Friday, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Z was here, and it wasn't last Friday. It was before that because I wasn't here on Friday. And
well,
a week ago last Friday. So Bobby Z, you know, famous yes. Bobby Z, he was in the studio. He was actually on Jason's show, mm-hmm. but it was my first time seeing him since I was introduced to him years ago through Mark Rosen.
Yes.
And he was just like, man, he was like, we just can't wait to just get this thing rolling. So
is he seeing? What is he seeing? People have seen it. They've had to. It's been in kind of previews, right? Which means that the director works and kind of continues to rework the screenplay. It was like they had too much material. I mean, Prince was too prolific. There's too many songs. And it was, you know, at one point it was like 3 hours and 12 minutes. Now they've cut it down below 2.5 hours. So they've cut 45 minutes out of it, to make it more kind of, compact. So it'll be interesting. Super excited. I'm sure it'll be amazing. I mean, Minnesota is going to be the center of the universe on Wednesday. I mean, the people who are coming in to see this, the list is, super, super, super impressive.
Yeah.
So, that'll be great. I'm gone next week. I'm gone seeing my parents, but, when I come back, we can talk about it.
Let's do it. All right, that's Stephen Silton, Colson O'Connor, joining us here in studio on The Lake Show. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather for one more time. And let's talk about Andrew Cuomo. Is he running away from a Donald Trump endorsement? We get to that next. Oh, political endorsements. Donald Trump wants Andrew Cuomo to be the mayor of New York City? Tell me it ain't so.
Oh, it's so.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine that, dude. Seriously, imagine that. So we know that right now that is the race everybody's looking to, right? The New York City mayor, like, that is the race.
Oh, for sure. I don't think – I cannot remember a time when there was a mayoral race that was this high quality or this high profile. And
the Mamdani Cuomo thing is the thing.
I think people are scared of Mamdani for whatever reason. Like, people are like afraid that New York is just going to, the boroughs are just going to up and like fall into the earth if Mamdani.
Why would Americans be afraid that Mamdani is going to ruin New York? I don't understand that.
I mean, it's a lot of what we're hearing, the Democratic Socialists and, you know, it's a new wave of the.
What do New Yorkers think?
Well, the New Yorkers love it. I think if you look at the polls, all the New Yorkers are saying this is what we want.
So I mean, I'm fearful when people like when people all around the country are looking to a place and they get super fearful about what's like. I think that the people that live in said place have. The pulse of what's going on, like here, like
I was going to say that
with Fate, like are people in New York City looking to Minneapolis, Minnesota, like, oh man, what's going to happen with Jacob Fry? What's going to happen with? I don't really view it that way. Like I think that people that act in that way, they're not really in tune, lock and step with the mayoral races in those places. They are just seeing headlines and running with headlines.
Ding, 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 ding. There it is right there. Not looking at the actual context of it.
I've actually looked at some of the debate stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I got to be honest. There's no way I'm looking at the debate stuff and I'm thinking it's close between Cuomo and Mamdani. I don't think it's close between those two.
Well, and again, we're looking at it from a 3,000 foot view. But it seems like everybody's got an opinion on this. Even if you don't know who it is, you've got an opinion on it. And I mean, this is just where we're at. You know, whether or not you want an endorsement, whether or not if you are a public figure, somebody's going to weigh in on you, whether or not you want them to.
Yeah. Well, Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, who's running for a New York City mayor, was on Ebro in the Morning on Hot 97 today. And the topic of Donald Trump wanting him to win and giving him an endorsement came up. And it sounds like in this clip that we're about to play, that when that part gets brought up, that he hangs up the phone.
Your boy was just on 60 Minutes, Cuomo, saying that you're his guy.
No. First of all,
Trump said you're his candidate. If he had to pick a bad Democrat or what did he say? Or
a communist.
Or a communist, he's picking you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hello?
I think that he was, they cut him off. I think he had to, that he had to rap.
He just get, oh. I really wanted to hear that answer. That's what I was going to ask you.
Ebro just got spicy.
Oh.
I heard a click before the, boop.
Wow. Okay.
When you hear the boop like that, that's a hang up. So that's a bad look, man. Like that's running from a question, dude. Like he legitimately
hung up. Yeah.
On the interview. This is the day before an election?
Yeah, like, and you're on Hot 97.
Which is a big station in New York.
I know Sam Rosenberg because he does some stuff in the professional wrestling world. So I know that Hot 97 is a big time station.
Yeah,
like you're gonna have to go and make these
Ebro
rounds.
In the Morning is a big show.
Yes, it is. And you said no, and then I know this is gonna be a question. Well, what are you gonna say? Oh, well, we lost connection. It was like I haven't heard an excuse, but man, that looks to me like a clear hang up. And I mean, you could have said yes, he endorsed me. I don't want it, or I appreciate it. You could have somehow spun this and responded, because you can't just run from it there, right? Like, Donald Trump endorses you. You have to acknowledge that, don't you? Because people are going to ask you about it.
You got to speak to it, man.
You got to speak to it. You can't ignore it.
Say it one way or the other, but you can't just hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do it.
No.
Well, listen to this. This is according to Yahoo News, and I think that this is something that they're getting from Mediaite. It says the New York City mayoral election is Tuesday, but according to several major online betting markets, the game is over. Wazuran Mandami, the runaway favorite. The runaway favorite. He is expected to win tomorrow. So it's going to be interesting how all this plays out. But it's funny. We were just talking about wagering and betting and all this other stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Because you can bet on anything nowadays, right? That he is the runaway favorite to win.
Yeah.
Imagine that. But if you are Cuomo, of all the things not to do, you just can't do that. Like addressing and say, no, that's not true. You can say whatever you want to say and say, I didn't ask for an endorsement. I'm not, whatever.
Yeah.
However you want to answer it, but you can't just hang up the phone.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, your team had to have known that this was going to be a question. The minute that Donald Trump comes out and endorses you, if you accept it, that's great. If that's what you want, or if you don't want it, there's a way that you can say, hey, I didn't ask for it. The president is endorsing me. This is how, and then you I had not heard that, you know, da 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 da. There are ways that you can take that and not necessarily spin it, but you have to acknowledge it. And it is insane, but it's going to be very interesting because if Mamdani wins as heavily as is anticipated in New York, I wonder if this whole socialist, you know, part of the Democratic Party, because right now the Dems are looking for an identity, right? Now, who are the Democrats? We don't know who the Democrats are at this point. They need a direction. Is this the direction for them, or is New York City a one-off? Like, I don't know. That's why, to me, it's so interesting.
Yeah, this is going to be very, very interesting. But, yeah, I look at this and the whole Cuomo thing. Yeah, that's
he's running.
That's interesting.
I mean, and that's why when I came across it and I was like, you kind of hear, like, people might want to do this, but you never do it. As much as you'd like to, you don't ever just hang up. And that's just a bad look. Maybe Cuomo knows that it's over and he just, I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning is other than you didn't want to answer the question.
Yep. All right, coming up next, final segment of the Lake Show right here on The Good Neighbor. All right, the Wolves get it done. And we all know that they've been without Anthony Edwards. The good news is that Anthony Edwards was cleared to resume practicing.
Yes.
Don't anticipate that he will play on Wednesday. And that's a matchup against the New York Knicks. And I think I'm trying to let me look this up real quick.
That's a
is
shame.
Is that a late game?
Because you'd always want the Wolves to. Yeah, I mean, these two teams are forever going to be intertwined because of the Cat and Randall deal. And you always just love to see Anthony Edwards take on Karl Anthony Towns. Like, that's always one you really want to just enjoy watching. But you also have to take it easy with Ant.
Minnesota at New York, 6:30 tip on Wednesday.
Okay. All right.
6:30 tip. Real quickly, though, let's talk about them Golden Gophers.
Hey!
The start of the
Skull.
Excuse me.
Skull.
Nico Medved era.
Oh, those
Gardner
Gophers.
Gardner Webb at the barn.
Mm-hmm.
I assume it's at the barn.
I think
they're playing at the barn.
You wouldn't go on the road to take on Gardner Webb.
Why not?
I know. Do we even know where Gardner Webb is at?
Yeah, I think it's in one of the Carolina states. I think it's in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
I
didn't even think they played home games. You're a Big Ten school. You don't travel game one.
Are you hating on Gardner Webb?
I'm just saying you're a Big Ten school. You play these games at home.
Yeah, it's in Bowling Springs, North Carolina.
Okay.
I know somebody that once played at Gardner Webb. Man, you're a hater.
I'm not hating.
My
but,
goodness.
I mean, the Big Ten, you don't go play a Bethune-Cookman or a Gardner Webb on the road.
Minnesota up 30, 80-50 over Gardner Webb.
See, when
Nico texted me back early this morning. Thanks, Lake, because I wished him good luck yesterday. And so he's going to get that dub. What nice kind of, start to the
yeah,
year.
Yeah, what kind of expectations do you have on?
I don't have any this year.
I'm very curious because Nico had such great success everywhere and coming off of that nice run at Colorado State, and now
yeah, but you got to look at what he's walking into.
Well, I understand, but I feel like if he can get this program up, I feel like there's no reason they can't be a competitive program because
no,
if you can make Colorado State,
but that's not what you asked me. You said, what are your expectations for them this year?
Oh, I kind of like you. I don't have any because I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
I don't know. But I think I'm optimistic because Nico has a track record of having success. I think that's kind of why I'm at. And if you can make Colorado State competitive and successful, then I feel like you can certainly do it here.
Yeah, but in year one,
I mean, I talk in year one, but
okay.
I mean, over.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, give it like, you know, 2-3 years.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not there yet. I don't know. Put it like this. The Big Ten preseason media poll.
Mm-hmm.
out of 18 teams, they have Minnesota 16th.
Sounds like bulletin board material to me.
So, you know, so that's why I caution people, don't be knee-jerk. It's year one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this isn't even Nico's crew. Like, he's, you know, bringing in transfer portal guys and this, that, they, what. But, like, in terms of actually getting out there and recruiting and getting high school kids to come into the, like, that's where you build it up. So, don't be knee-jerk with it. The number one team in the land preseason is Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what you're up against.
Yeah. I think that when we're talking about the Gophers at this point, if he doesn't have success right away, you know there are going to be people, and these are people that maybe don't necessarily look at the big picture.
They're delusional.
They'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Nico Medved, nope, he's not gonna win, not going to do anything. You know, look, he can't do this first year. How come he can't? How come he's not having any success? And it's like, we do have to give it time, but the question is, are people willing to give him time? And especially when you've got the transfer portal now where it's not like you have to worry about guys redshirting. Like, I feel like the whole like time frame of when you're successful in college sports because of the transfer portal, it's so much more of an immediate year to year, which I think is unfair.
All right, so real quickly here. Jerry. Jerry's world is going to lose his mind tonight because the Arizona Cardinals are just running through his defense. The Dallas Cowboys suck.
How about them Cardinals?
Michael Irvin was on First Take this morning just whooping it up. Their defense is terrible. Jacoby Brissett is torching the Dallas Cowboys. The Arizona Cardinals are up 17-7 over the Dallas Cowboys right now, and the Cardinals have come out of halftime, and they are already on the Dallas Cowboys' 7-yard line.
Yeah, you're getting run over by a guy named Bam! Bam! Oh, flag.
Man.
That's right.
This is ugly.
The two worst defenses in the NFL are Dallas and Cincinnati. Like, Cincinnati's defense is awful.
What happened to them yesterday?
Joe Flacco threw for, like, 900 yards, and they still lost.
And now the offense is mad at the defense.
I mean, you can't have a schism. I haven't heard that word since 2009. That's the only time that I heard it. It's a schism. What the hell's a schism? You're just trying
you
to...
You know what it is.
Well, I do now because of Brett Favre and Brad Childress. But I think there's a schism.
Are you throwing shade at Brad Childress?
No.
Sounds like it.
To kick ass off? No, I'm throwing shade at the people that said there was a schism when I'd never heard that word before.
I like Chili. Chili was, he was good to me.
No, I had no problems with him. I had no problems with him.
Sound like it.
No, I have a problem with the people that said the word schism.
You're just mad because you lost $20.
Hey, I ain't even living check to check now, man. I'm living dollar to dollar.
Holla. We would talk to you. Oh, and they just gave up a touchdown.
Uh-oh.
Arizona's running it up.
Trey McBride, baby. Let's go, 85. Ooh.
We will talk to you guys tomorrow night at 6 right here on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.